You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Good evening and welcome to the post game show of the St. Paul annual autumnal pie eating competition. And boy, we have a doozy of an episode for you today. I don't even know where we're going to go with it. I, as always, am Grayson Centrifuge, and I'm here with my co-host, William B. Man. William, what are you thinking? How are you feeling? What's going on?
Well, Grayson, I am feeling stuffed, both physically and emotionally, as I just competed in the pie competition, as well as am here to commentate on it. And boy, did we have a lot of action today. You are right. We had throw-ups. We had choke-downs. We had plenty to talk about, and I can't wait to get into it with you.
And, you know, I don't know if this will probably have gone viral by the time this comes out. You know, I think surely. We are going live. But the big news of the day is Mr. Crust, the perennial favorite, was caught cheating.
It's really a shame. It's really a shame, especially to see from someone like Mr. Crust. Someone that I know a lot of the listeners and viewers at home not only love, but also appreciate and grew up watching.
You know, he set an example for the kids. I know personally my own kids, they used to dress up like Mr. Crust. They're here today, you know, that wearing his famous pie tin hat and mask that he used to wear. And, right. Probably no more, for today it was discovered that Mr. Crust had been bringing in and trading out his pies with a much lighter pie. Of course, the main event of the pie eating competition is a pumpkin pie, and he had been doing a lightly whipped cream pie with a fake pumpkin top.
Yes, and some people are saying that cream was so lightly whipped that there was almost nothing in the pie. Of course, a pumpkin pie is very dense. The cream pie already less dense, and his cream was said to be whipped so lightly that it couldn't even be seen.
Unbelievable. I'm sick. I'm sick with this. You know, you were getting my live reaction.
Right.
Right now, all I'm trying to think is don't curse on the air.
Right.
And don't cry on the air. But
well, he's taken something from all of us. He's taken not only our joy, but our innocence. You know, a pie eating competition is for all ages, young, old, everybody who can see it, everybody who can eat it can enjoy it. But it's just a sad day to see someone like Mr. Crust do this. I mean, we all trust him. We all, like you said, I'm at a loss for words.
Obviously, we are holding Mr. Crust down, not us right now, but some people are, as we see if this is something the police should be involved with.
Yeah.
Because we do want to know how long he's been cheating for. If he has been doing this for years, he has been taking home, of course, quilts made by the families of the community each year as the big prize. Illegally, if he's been cheating. Which
it makes those me quilts. Sick. It makes me sick. Mr. Crust, I have a message for you. I know I got last place today, but you have last place in my heart, Mr. Crust. Danny, yeah, we all know your real name, by the way. And I'm done with it. I'm done with the Mr. Crust lore. I'm done looking up to you. And God damn it, I'm done calling you that name. Your name is Danny Flanagan, and I don't like you anymore.
Wow. And I'm just going to let that sit because that is some really powerful stuff. Do not apologize for your emotion. Obviously, we'll get into William Mann's last place performance today. Not even knowing about the cheating scandal, William did not make it through his first pie. a lot of us were wondering.
Definitely didn't deserve to get last. We know that.
We know
I
that.
I may not have deserved to get first, and I may not have gotten through any of the first pie or even the first slice of the first pie. But I wouldn't have gotten last if we were all playing by the same rules. That's what I know.
William, do you have any regrets vis-a-vis the pie situation? Do you think you should have eaten the buckwheat pancake free breakfast that was going around beforehand?
Obviously not. Obviously not, Grayson. That was a big mistake. But when they have free real maple syrup, it's tough for me to pass up. Mm-mm. And I thought that I could stretch my stomach. And then I thought I would have time for a bowel movement. And then the stomach stretch would leave more room for pie. It didn't work that way. The buckwheat expanded and I felt bloated right away. I couldn't even get through the first slice. I had to start with a fork and knife, first of all, mm-hmm. which no one else in the competition did. But I said, I'll start slow. I'll take bigger bites. And I'll ditch the fork and knife after the first slice. Well, I didn't get this one.
It looked to me like the bites even got smaller and you spent a lot of the time. And I know you did not cheat on record, but you did spend a lot of time maybe almost knocking the people next to you's pies on the ground. You did seem a little flustered.
I just tried to move them around a little bit. I just tried to move them around a little bit so that when they went down for a big bite, they missed, which is technically not illegal, but it is, you know, frowned upon.
And I am seeing people on the local PTA message board that we put up for this kind of accusing you of being, you know, throwing the first stone, even though you are not without sin. And it is not against the rules to move around somebody else's pie. And you exactly. did nothing. You did not break anybody's trust today. And Danny, I'm sorry. I can't even say his name. He's the Voldemort of the competition. I have a feeling that next year's competition, I don't want to get ahead of myself, we will be hanging him in effigy. We will be making some sort of fake Mr. Crust yes. and hanging him. And maybe yes. everyone will burn him and come and boo and cheer.
The Flanagan flames. That's what we're doing. We're going to light the visage of him on fire. And it's going to cook the new pie.
Yes. Yes. And he will be through burning his evil. We will at least create a good pie competition in the future. I mean, this is going to go down in history as the worst thing that's ever happened in St. Paul, Minnesota. I can tell you that right now.
I fully agree. And I'm counting all the police stuff. I'm counting all of it. This will be the worst one.
Well, this is about trust. And this is about somebody who was a, you know, I'm reminded of The Dark Knight Rises. Mm-hmm. Where Chief Gordon has been holding this lie about Harvey Dent, a.k.a. Two-Face, being a hero that saved Gotham.
This is perfect.
And eventually that news comes out and the people go mad. Ugh. And we had that in Mr. Crest. He is our Two-Face. He's our Harvey Dent. And what I wouldn't give to dress up like a nurse, go into the hospital while he's handcuffed, and threaten him.
What do you think I mean? Yeah, God, we all love that scene, and I would love to see you dressed up as a nurse torturing him. I would love that.
You maybe would have this Halloween. I don't even know if I'm going out this Halloween. I my plans are all amok now.
Do you hear that, Danny? We don't even know if we can celebrate Halloween anymore because of this pie fiasco.
Obviously, my kids were going to dress up as Mr. Crust at their own request, obviously. And now it's new costumes. The trauma of it is, I have not processed it yet. And right now it's coming out as anger.
I agree. And
rage.
You know what I think is important is to talk about all the other stuff that did happen today, because obviously this was the number one thing on the docket. But we did have a lot of wonderful pie eating today. We had a couple kids show up to the competition. We had a couple of ladies put in a really good effort, and we had a lot of people wearing overalls this year. This was also the first year that we added a costume competition to the pie eating competition. Of course, less formal, just for fun, you know. But with the overall costume competition this year, we had a lot of fun participants, sort of the spirit element of the show this year.
It was really great. And we actually have Odell on the scene with the winner of the overall competition, showing off a retro pair of Oshkosh B'gosh Odell, we're going to throw to you for that interview, if you don't mind now, Odell.
And hey there. Hey, how you doing? I'm down here with the overall champ.
Yep. I'm happy to have been a part of it. Do I talk right into this or
yeah, well, you can back off a little bit, but we're down here with the overall champ, and we're just really impressed by your five-piece overall. Now, how did you get the idea for this multicolored, multicultural overall?
Well, I have
you can back up just a little bit from the mic.
Okay, and how's
perfect.
All right. Well, I was at the
okay, now you're just a little bit too far there.
Understood. And what about right now?
That is perfect. Odell. Good.
Well, my daughter went to the FITM in Los Angeles, the Fashion Institute of Design. Oh. And she was showing me some photos from the Met Gala, which is some fancy kind of thing they do up in New York City.
The baseball team, yeah.
I wish. That's what I thought when I saw it. I said, oh, the you know, they get all the Mets dressed up, Mike Piazza and everything. And
big baseball head guy.
But yeah, the Mr. Met. But it is not that. It is the Metropolitan Opera has a gala where all...
The ice cream. Yeah, the Metropolitan ice cream. Half chocolate, half vanilla, half strawberry.
I tell you, this is word for word the confusion I had with my daughter. It is not the Metropolitan ice cream. And then she said to me, I think you're thinking Neapolitan ice cream. And I said, whatever it is.
That's the short guy from the war. That's the short guy.
When I tell you word for word, we are having the same confusion now that I had with my daughter. She said, no, Dad, that's Napoleon. And you know, eventually we got to the gala and I saw some photos of some big celebrities. And what I saw were choices being made. And I said, "That there's no reason that's got to be big and fancy. We can make choices here in St. Paul or anywhere in the world, you know, for little bits of money." So that's what I did with the five-piece was I wanted to make a choice with every element.
I love that. And I think that is why you won the competition. Obviously, we had little Bonnie Ray, and she had a very cute Corvette style overall on. She had her little overall looking like a car. That was very cute. We had the little Bonnie Jean simply dressed up as the Lee Dungaree baby, which was also very cute. Had some good young person makeup put on. Young person, old person. As we all know, you can look either way and with the same look. and these were all really beautiful looks, but your piece was just something special.
I appreciate that. And I don't know what to say because this should be a proud, happy day. But if I can, is this the camera? Are we filming this to put online?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to say to Danny Flanagan,
"Hey, you son of a bitch." Sorry, one's just a little further back.
Sorry. Well, I'll go far back, but I'll be louder. You son of a bitch. This is a beautiful day that we've been doing every year for 45 odd years. And if I will roast you like a pig if I ever see you again, and I will eat you with my family. This is a pie-eating competition, and it is meant to bring joy and trust to the children here. This should be a happy day. My daughter made me these overalls. I should be celebrating. I'm not going to sleep a wink tonight, even after I eat a slice of Betty's delicious pecan pie that she made.
Well, those are strong words from you there, Cleve, and we appreciate it. And congratulations once again on your fourth place ribbon, in the pie eating competition and your first place drawing for the overall competition.
Thank you very much. I wish I could celebrate, but goddamn, I'm just pissed as hell.
Hey, I think we all are. Why don't we go back up to the main booth to check in with Grayson and his co-host?
Thank you so much, Odell. That was really impassioned. And I got to say, five-piece overalls, incredible. I mean, especially with one of the pieces being an overall-themed hat. Happy to see it and can't wait to see what Cleve gets up to next year.
That's right. Cleve always, of course, a favorite of the competition, a bit of a mainstay.
Yes. Now, one thing we wanted to do today, and I think that we can still do this even with all that has kind of happened. We can put that in the past and just make our yearly predictions for the next year. You know, that's a big part of this autumnal festival is we're kind of moving out of the summer. We've got it. We've had some time to reflect. You know, this is the time of the Jewish New Year. And so you can kind of make some plans and predictions for the next year. I'm wondering if you have any. I've certainly got a few of my own written down. The number one being, we'll finally get the Cineplex to reopen in the Lower River Mall.
That is my number one as well. We really need the movie theater back.
We do.
We need it, but also I predict it, just like you're saying.
It's if we don't get it back this year, I think people will be incredibly disappointed. Obviously, there was a lot of issue when, you know, Tom Cruise, who we're all big supporters of, said, please go see Top Gun Maverick in the theaters. And we said, we wish we could.
Yes.
But unfortunately, the Cineplex closed after multiple theaters kind of got ruined because we reclined the seats further than you could recline them. And that was us kind of as a town. Everybody did, you know, and it was kind of almost a groupthink situation happening.
Yeah, they don't say there's a limit on those recliners. They have one physically, but they don't say you can't try.
No.
And so I think it's really important to get as comfortable as you can. Absolutely.
And we're a handy town, and I know a fella or two, myself included, that brought their own socket wrench went ahead and loosened things up just to get a full recline in the theaters because we had been through so much with the pandemic. We knew if we were going to go back to the movies, we would need to be fully horizontal.
Absolutely. I fall asleep in every movie, but it always helps me to be horizontal. I really appreciate that. I like to go see a movie and watch the first half in the theater, sleep through the second half so that I'm inspired or have to finish it at home when it comes out on demand.
Yes, that is a great strategy. And you know what you're doing is you are supporting everybody that worked on that film twice over, which is amazing. And on top of that, everybody in the theater has a bit of a laugh when you start sawing logs. We all know, when we see you walking in, all right, we're going to have a bit of a laugh.
As I always say, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. It was the guy behind me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But hey, we can't wait for that theater to open back up. And if you are on the board, who's voting on that, let's give that a yes. Let's give that a yes. We gave you a beautiful pie eating competition this year. Give us back our theater.
That seems only fair. We've worked so hard. If you are on the city board, you have to vote yes on and reallocating funds towards getting the theater back open. We all promise we will no longer recline the seats further than they're allowed to go. That's a citywide promise that we've all made.
Absolutely. We had a suggestion box that this year we turned into a will you, won't you box. And it was all about the chairs. And everybody says, no, we won't do it again.
Well, this is breaking news I'm getting right here. Someone just handed me a slip of paper. The police have arrived. And we've got our very own Barry Zimmerman on the scene, kind of following the police and trying to get an answer of what's going to happen here with Danny. Barry, I patched into you there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can barely hear you. I'm chasing the cops, and I'm trying to figure out if they're here for what we think they are. Now, they're just turning up on scene, and it looks like they're headed over to Mr. Crust, a.k.a. Danny the Asshole. Now, I will follow you and provide play-by-play, but so far I cannot get an answer for any of these cops. They are really ignoring me.
Dispatch, this is Officer 1482. Just arrived on scene here, and we'll check in once we...
Excuse me. Sounds like you were a couple years early for Columbus, 1482. Isn't that right? Now, why are you here, Mr. Police Officer?
That's just my number. It's not a year I'm saying or anything. It's not the same.
I needed to hook your attention. To hook your attention. But now that I have it, are you here to kill Danny?
Sir, of course not. We're not here to kill anybody. We are here to keep the peace. We were told that things were getting a little out of control here. We got multiple phone calls that somebody had done something incredibly dangerous. So we're just following up in kind.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Something very dangerous has happened. Someone has messed with the fabric of this community. They have taken one of our most prized days and made a mockery of it and made a mockery of everybody that enjoys it. This guy ate cream instead of pumpkin today. It almost ruined the town.
Barry, I'm going to need you to step back. You cannot cross this police line at the moment. We are just going to take everything in. It seems like people did try to get violent with Mr. Flanagan or the accused.
No, no, no. It's fine. I'll just hop right under this thing. I won't take it down. I'll just hop under it. I am sanctioned. I'm with the pie community. I'm a reporter here, and it's my job to make sure that you guys are here to get Danny and either kill him, which we'd be fine with, or at least detain him until we can burn him.
Barry, we're not going to be burning anybody. We're not going to be allowing you to burn anybody. And I would appreciate it if you just stepped
back. Not today, of course. Of course. The ovens are off. The ovens are done. But in the future, we all want to burn him in effigy.
Yes, I understand that, Barry. What you are doing right now does constitute as a physical threat of violence on somebody, and that is an arrestable offense. So I just want to make sure that you're not telling me right now that you want to kill this man.
No, not me. I've heard rumblings. I mean, you guys have heard the rumblings. This guy's dangerous. So this is a self-defense cooking of a man.
I'm a man of this community. My father did the pie-eating competition. My father's father did the pie-eating competition. And
what year? 1492? A little early for Columbus, don't you think?
Well, no. No.
1482.
Yeah, that's my number. Yeah, 1492 would have been right on for Columbus.
It was
what I'm saying. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, no, it wasn't that year. But what I am saying is I'm as upset as you are, but we have to handle this respectfully.
Yes.
And I'm here to keep the peace. And that's the most important part of everything right here. Okay.
Here's what I'm here to keep: a piece of his pie as evidence.
Okay.
Because I will never have a pie that lightly filled hit the table one more time. I can't compete in the pie eating competition because I have a sugar and butter problem. Once I take a bite, I can't stop for weeks. And so I do not allow myself to do the pie eating competition because the rest of the year I'm a wreck. But I am there every year living vicariously through all the eaters, all the competitors, all the kids, all the adults. Everybody this year wearing overalls loved it. But I can't see this event go down the drain. Just like it sounds like you can't. Your father can't.
I totally understand here. I am not the judge, jury, or executioner. I'm just here to figure out what happened. And if someone needs to be taken in, that's understandable. Right now, I am not seeing that anybody has broken the law other than the gentleman that you have holding down Mr. Flanagan over there, which is against the law. You cannot just hold a man down.
I'll tell you what needs to be taken in. Danny's pants, because they're not even full. Because he hasn't even been eating that much.
Yeah, okay.
He's wearing too big of pants because his stomach didn't fill up because he cheated.
You were acting like very smug about that, like you just gotcha'd me.
I gotcha Danny, yeah. And you guys should kill him.
We're not going to kill anybody. One more time, Mr. Zimmerman, and I am going to have to take you in. And I do believe that would be your third strike, okay? You have interfered with multiple crime scenes this month alone. And I think I've been incredibly respectful of you.
You have.
And, you know, it doesn't look very proper because I know I'm married to your sister and I'm trying my best here to remain impartial, but really.
All right, guys, we got to find me a new job as a reporter because I'm getting pretty in trouble with my brother-in-law. So Zimmerman out.
Understandable, Barry. Barry always willing to...
Understandable,
yes,
Barry.
Thank you, yes, for doing your best down there. And it sounds like the police are not taking this as seriously as I'd like them to be. And that is where mob justice comes into play eventually. But, you know...
And we are on the microphone, and we're going to go ahead and encourage it right now. Let's encourage mob justice because at least put some pressure on the cops.
If you're... Yes.
At least make a circle.
If you're at home right now and maybe stayed home because of some of the COVID outbreak recently or anything like that, we are saying you can leave right now and come on in and either surround the cops or start chanting stuff at Danny or at the very least start tweeting at the police department angrily. I think that as a community, yes, we can really create some mob justice here. And the emphasis is on justice. Danny is going to get what he deserves. I mean,
yes,
when I think of tonight, I'm going to have to tuck my little son in. And he's going to look at me and he's going to say, if Mr. Crust can be a liar, can the president? Can
what a shame.
Can God lie?
How are you going to answer those questions? Do you see what he's forcing all parents to deal with? Every parent in this community has to have a talk with their son or daughter tonight that they don't even know how to have.
I don't know how to do
it. They don't even know where to start. Where do you start? When the truth is rules have been shown to not be effective.
And if the police don't do anything, that what is that going to lead to? Where else are people going to cheat? I mean, the first thing I'm thinking is, of course, the Spring Harvest Festival, you know? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the spring frisbee competition. Are people going to be bringing light frisbees? Are we going to allow boomerangs that can come back to you? Are we going to allow Australians to compete?
Are we going to be pumping up fake pumpkins full of air instead of growing big knobby pumpkins?
As a matter of fact,
the whole point is that they have knobs and warts. You have to grow a natural big pumpkin.
It's got to be big naturals. That's the whole point of the big naturals competition. And yes. It triple underlined. And I am getting so sick to my stomach. I almost hesitate to throw to him, but we are incredibly lucky. We have Rudy Gobert of the Minnesota Timberwolves recently traded over. He came to this competition. He was our celebrity guest. You know, he's not a St. Paul native like our guests usually are, but that's a huge get for us. You know, and we were going to be interviewing Rudy, and I kind of see him, and he's kind of waving his hand like, no, I don't want to talk. Yeah. Rudy, are you sure? I know it's a tough time.
No, I have nothing to say.
I understand. Me neither. Has anything this terrible ever happened in France, Rudy?
In France? No, not at all. I really want to go back to Utah, to be honest.
Wow.
I don't like what St. Paul is showing me. I don't like the Timberwolves anymore. I don't want to play here. And I am just very disappointed.
Rudy, what if I told you that I will, with my own eyes, see to it that Danny Flanagan and everyone in his bloodline will never have an ounce of success again, and I will make it my life's goal?
I guess that would move the needle a little bit.
Just a little bit, damn.
Roast and kill him, or...
We are trying to roast and kill him. That is kind of what's going around. I'm glad that you agree, Rudy. I mean, it would be kind of how Joan of Arc went, if I remember correctly. That's a French...
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Of
course. It's okay.
Of course.
I
was very happy to be here. I was happy to... come to Minnesota and play for these new fans. And, you know, I hope everybody can still embrace me. And I hope that I can still embrace the time.
Thank you. Rudy, I'm going to try my best to get through some of the interview questions I had, and we'll see if we can even make it through. But I do have some on the note card here. All right, number one, would you rather receive an alley-oop or make a game-winning three from all the way across the other side of the court?
I guess alley-oop.
Oh, great. Interesting. Now we've got Karl Anthony Towns is on your team, or Cat. We have Anthony Edwards, or Ant. What sort of animal, flora, or fauna could your nickname be, Rudy Gobert? The bear?
Yeah,
LeBear.
Maybe
LeBear. Wow. We've got Cat, Ant, and LeBear. And all right, next up. Before a game, is there a song you liked? I'm sorry, I can't do this. I just can't. These questions seem meaningless. The world is different.
They are pointless. If Danny is going to cheat at the pie-eating competition, what is the point of me being here? I don't get it. I have to go.
Oh, goodbye. Nice to meet you. And I hope you do see it in your heart to stick around in Minnesota, but I totally understand if you decide to sit out the whole season after this.
Yes, I think I will forego my contract to move.
That's a lot of money.
I probably back home to France.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money, and we've lost one of the greats. And
thank you.
Thank you, Rudy. And hey, we'll never forget that you were kind of the reason that COVID started. Not really, but you're the face of it, aren't you?
Yes, I must apologize for touching all the microphones at the press conference.
You sure didn't take it seriously. I didn't realize that
would be a thing that everybody saw for
it. Yeah, it was kind of the first thing, and it represented kind of the domino effect of the world changing.
I gave it to Donovan Mitchell. He no longer wanted to play with
me. Yeah. But now you'll be remembered for gracefully bowing out of Minnesota basketball after Danny Flanagan humiliated the state of Minnesota, the world, and pumpkins all across the universe.
Well, thank you so much, Rudy. We really appreciate you talking to us today. And to our listeners at home, we really must apologize that this was not as much of an upper as we thought it would be. A little bit of good news. The autumnal egg did roll out of the carton today, and it rolled uphill. So we will have two more weeks of midsummer.
That's great.
Yeah, so that'll be good. The autumnal egg rolled uphill, so summer will still be here. It just feels like who fucking cares anymore? It's just, I love the autumnal egg.
And it's been,
and I have for 30
9 years since we've gotten it to run uphill. And finally it did. And I would have been so excited about two more weeks of midsummer. But for the love of Christ, I don't want to leave the house for a month, let alone
for the love of crust, to be honest. I can't even say crust anymore. I always used to say for the love of crust instead of Christ. Did. I think I'm going to start using Christ again.
I can't believe it. That's a bigger sacrifice than Christ himself. It's very apropos that you would sacrifice saying for the love of Christ, which you were known for, people loved. It was a catchphrase that, you know, ended up being used.
For the love of Christ!
They started saying it on SportsCenter, and you're giving that up. Just like Christ gave up his life for our sins, you've given that up for Danny's sins.
Yeah. Well, and usually the person does it for their own sins, but I'm happy to do it for you, Danny, since I don't see it coming anytime soon.
Can I get on mic?
Yeah.
You all have been You all have been sullying my name, saying you're going to burn me. Give me the mic here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Danny mic Flanagan, here. I guess, taking his time.
Finally, the wonderful cops got you sickos off of me and gave me, I haven't had a second to explain myself. I haven't had 1 second to explain myself here.
You cheated, right?
Do you know how much pressure I'm under? Do you know what it's like being Mr. Crust? Do you know what the world would do if Mr. Crust lost? What would have happened if Michael Jordan lost an NBA title?
I think he did.
I don't remember, but not one of the important ones. Not the Last Dance one, you know? And I felt, do you know what it's, I'll say it, I got a diagnosis.
Wow.
Irritable bowel syndrome. And my doctors told me if I ate another whole pumpkin pie, I would be sick for a while. So.
Oh, that's kind of anticlimactic.
But you know what irritable bowel syndrome can lead to in some?
What?
Colon cancer, rotted intestines.
Really?
In some. You know?
The first one, I believe, rotted intestines seems like a little bit more of a...
Well, it's a fear I have, and it doesn't matter what the truth is. It matters what I was scared of happening. And I represent something, and here I am. I mean, all of you put so much onto me. You made a god out of Mr. Crust. And now
it was a butter sculpture. It was a false idol.
God. You worshipped it. There was a period where everyone was worshipping that.
It melted. It wasn't magic. It melted because the sun came out. Was it magic?
You couldn't figure that out until it melted. There was a short period of time where the butter didn't melt and you thought it made me a god and you worshipped me. And now,
all right,
you find out I'm human, and I make mistakes, and the pressures of the world get to me. And what do you want to do? You want to burn me? Burn yourself. That's what you really want to
do. Why would I do that? No, I lost in the competition. I got last place, and it was disappointing. You got first place, and then we find out you cheated. I don't want to burn myself. I tried hard today, and I played by the truth.
I played by the truth. And you ain't air.
Winners don't play by the truth. Look at all your heroes. They play by the false. And
oh, who? Cal Ripken Jr.? Oh, who? Dante Culpepper? Oh, who? Warren Moon?
None of these men won a championship. None of them did.
But they're my heroes because two of them are from Minnesota and one of them played a lot of games in a row. Okay? And I don't want to play this game in a row anymore.
Well, you know what?
Because...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Just because it feels sullied.
How do you think I feel? My life is gone. I am only Mr. Crust. 11 months out of the year, I'm a nobody. I'm Danny frickin' Flanagan. Who am I? I prepare your taxes for you?
Hey, a lot of people need that, Danny. I guess I am starting to see a more vulnerable side to you. I mean, I get why you needed this so much. And I can see how that could drive someone to do something absolutely crazy.
Do you?
And I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry for not understanding.
Apology.
But I do think you owe everybody an apology. I don't think that you're right. I just think maybe we were being a little too hard on you.
All right.
What do you have to say to that, Danny Flynn?
Let me look down the barrel of the camera. I've been under a lot of stress lately. For the past 10 years, I've been Mr. Crust.
You're just a little too busy. Look down it, but don't walk towards it.
I'm just looking at the cameraman, and he's not zooming at all. And I think for effect, I would like a little bit of a slow zoom. And so I'm creating the slow zoom.
You don't control how the cameraman... Just say your piece, please. We shouldn't... You desecrated our festival. Just say what you have to say.
6 months ago, I got into a row with my wife, and that's what British people call a fight. For 10 years, I've been putting crust before lust. I have been putting pie before my, parentheses, wife.
Wow, he's putting pie before my... Oh...
And it got to the point where I was working so hard to expand my stomach that I missed my anniversary. I missed my wife's big softball game where she got the pitch.
Oh, then you really don't want to pitch, Joe.
And I wasn't being a good husband, and I had to decide, Mr. Crust or Danny Flanagan? And I couldn't give either of them up, and I tried to find a way to give you both.
I thought he was going to say, well, Mr. Lust.
If it's possible, if we're on a delay, I'd like to cut the last part and say, I had to decide, Mr. Crust or Mr. Lust? There's not a delay. This is all going through live. Okay, well, that's embarrassing, man.
Oh, he thinks he can edit.
Well, don't shake your head while you're holding the camera because the it moves the camera.
No, don't shake the camera.
Don't shake anything. But I will say...
All right, Mr. Crust, I think you're almost done here. I think you're almost done. You got maybe a line or two left.
Nope, that's it. We got him admitting to it on camera. We can take him in. You're under... Danny Flanagan, a.k.a.
Move in! Guns drawn!
Elian Gonzalez style! Go! Oh, my God. And I'm reporting live. They are unloading on Mr. Crust. They are filling him with... They are essentially latticing his body. Yes, Mr. Crust is being latticed by the police with bullets. They played it cool.
Oh, my God. Nothing's coming out because he ate so little.
His wife has turned her back on the affair. She doesn't even care that he's being killed before our very eyes.
Oh, my God. Mrs. Crust is turning into Mrs. Lust. She's kissing the police chief. Okay,
things are getting out of hand quickly. And it looks like, yep. Oh, my gosh. The oldest woman in town, Gladys, is baking Mr. Crust into a pie. And everyone is putting a little napkin in their shirt. Gladys is rolling him up.
Oh, my God. Gladys is using the lattice to make
Gladys
a pie.
Gladys is using the lattice. And it looks like, I wonder if she's going to do a classic Dutch apple with this or what she's going to do with the top.
Oh, my God. Everybody in town licking their freaking chops. Can't wait. Cannot wait to eat Danny. Their dream has come
folks,
true.
We have reached a satisfying conclusion. Let this be a lesson to all the cheaters in the world. You cannot do it. You will get caught, and you will be punished to the fullest extent of our cruelty.
Of the law. And of the oven.
Well, I started today angry and hungry, and I think I'm going to leave happy and stuffed. And I'll be able to tuck my son into bed tonight, letting him know that there is justice in the world.
Absolutely. And folks, if you're out there, keep on baking and keep on making those pies.